Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Ooh, yeah, man.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Beautiful day here in New York City. Good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
Yeah.
Know who we got right now, guys? Friend of the show, podcast star, co-host of the Knucklehead Podcast, and obviously former NBA player, Quentin Richardson. What's going on, Q?
What's up, fellas? What's up? What's up? I see you, Key. I see you.
So the Celtics got bounced. Quentin, these guys came back down from down 0-3, but for the first time ever, that team got to host the Game 7 as the 2 seed and got ran out of their own gym. What did you think about that Game 7?
Man, for me, it was tough right when I saw JT hurt his ankle. When he sprained his ankle that first offensive play of the game, I was glad to see he fought through it and he still, you know, stayed out there and played, but I knew he wasn't going to be right for the rest of the game. And for me, that was disappointing.
Q, what do you make of all this talk about, you know, people see a bad game from Jaylen Brown and all of a sudden all these articles are out there. He don't deserve the money. He don't deserve the bag. And, you know, $600 million. I mean, look, these two are special together, man. Do you believe they should be broken apart, or do you want to see them stay together?
To me, I think that depends on how JB feels. I mean, you know, there's been some statements of his out there about, you know, how he feels about the Celtics once the, you know, the KD trade and some of those things. And Jay and Key, y'all know as players, man, we get sensitive about that. If we don't feel like we being appreciated the right way if he feels like that, you know, his name is the first mention when trades and things, like, those are real feelings and real emotions. Now, if he can move past it and move beyond that, and he can tuck that in and deal with it, I think they obviously are a great duo together, and they can be, you know, I think they can win a championship eventually. But I mean, it depends on what Jaylen Brown, where he is in his headspace and where he is if he wants to be the guy, or if he's okay playing next to Tatum and saying that we could do great things. But I think that's more important than anybody else's opinion talking about does he deserve. He definitely deserves the money, Jaylen Brown, no doubt about it. He deserves the max, the super max. He earned it with making All-NBA, and he deserves to get that. Now, it's up to him whether he wants to continue this partnership he has with JT, because at times you can see some of the your turn, my turn, and different things. And if they are to continue, I think they do need to work on their cohesiveness and how they're going to play off each other and be more of a compliment to each other.
You, Jay, and I all think he deserves the money, but do the Boston Celtics organization believe he deserves the money?
I think so. I think they know what they have in him. I mean, to be able to send him as the main piece for a KD trade, I think that speaks for itself. I mean, he's one of the best players on the planet. He made All-NBA this year. He's proven that. He's been an All-Star a few times over. I think he definitely has earned that money, and I think Boston knows. The only thing I think they have to consider, I think, like I said, is how Jaylen Brown feels about the situation moving forward and whether they feel like that could, you know, be a positive situation going forward.
I'm with you, Quentin Richardson, here on KJM. I'm with you because when you think about it, they're kind of a victim of their own success, Q. Like, they're 25 and 26 years old, and one's been in five conference finals already, right? But they don't seem to make each other better. And Jay Willis pointed out the need for maybe a more dynamic playmaking guard, and if you pay them both the super-duper max, it's going to be hard to build around them, isn't it?
But also, Q, like, it's a scheme, man. Like, and Q, you know this. Like, you've had so many coaches in your career. You know, like, coaches put you in positions to succeed. So I know we put a lot of the ownership on the players, but the design of how they play matters, right? And almost it felt like they were playing more AAU-style basketball towards the end than actually, like, there was a design system.
I agree with that, Jay, but I feel like that was one of the fundamental differences we saw in the way they played under Ime and how they now played under Joe Mazzulla. I felt like Ime, we visibly saw at times when either of them got out of pocket and took bad shots or did something that wasn't in line with he called a timeout and he met them on the court, forcefully speaking to them in a, you know, in a confrontational way. And I think when you have great players, they have to be challenged or they're going to continue, you know, eventually it's going to just ooze over and they're going to start doing more and more what they want. And I feel like with Ime, he had more of a handle on them with burning the quick timeout, screaming, saying whatever he got to say and dealing with them. And they responded to that. I felt like the last year was one of their best, to me, their best year playing together as a duo.
Quentin Richardson, former NBA player, co-host of the Knuckleheads podcast, joining us this morning, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. The team that has us talking about the Celtics this morning, the Miami Heat take on the Denver Nuggets tomorrow night in the NBA final. Q, this, obviously everybody has a chance, but I'm talking about a real chance. Does the Miami Heat have a real chance of winning this thing?
Come on,
taking
Key.
It from the Nuggets?
Come on. Come on, Key. Don't do that. We didn't watch what we watched, man. Everybody counted them out again. Every round, Milwaukee, Miami to Boston, they were supposed to lose. I think if I've been through this, but I think that everybody else, if they ain't learned nothing else, is that these dudes are going to scrap and claw. And nobody don't got to believe in us. Nobody don't got to trust us. We do. And that's all that matter, man. When you play team sports, we all know this. You still got to play the game. Look what happened to JT, first play of the game. Like, you never know. Look what happened to Giannis in the first year. Like, you never know what's going to happen. And the thing that I've always respected about the Heat since I played there and got to know what the Heat culture and what everything is about, that's what they're about. It does not matter who is in this locker room. We are still a team and we still are capable. We are NBA players too. And they go out there with that mentality that they could beat anybody. They play the right way. They help each other. They play together. And all of those things matter, man. You heard Jimmy Butler. When people are trying to sit there and say that you have role players, this, that, that, he say, I call those guys teammates.
Facts.
Those things are little things, but they matter. Like the fact that this foe in the Heat, you saw the stuff coming out that, hey, they didn't book no flight back to Miami. They booked their flight to Denver. Like, all of these little things are the mental things that Spo and Pat Riley do that put you in that mind space that we're about to win. And to some people, it may or may not matter, but I believe in that locker room and in that organization, those things matter. And that's why they do those little things and they continue to prove that they work.
Ooh, okay, Q. I see y'all here preaching the sermon. Now say all that and go ahead and pick the Nuggets in six. Who you picking to win the whole thing then?
I mean, come on now. I got Denver is the far better team. Okay. I have them winning.
Okay, all
right. But don't get it twisted. I won't be surprised one bit if Miami, you know, challenges or if they go on to win, because I know that it's about the matchups when you get into those games. It looks like it should be lopsided series the way that Denver has performed in the playoffs and took care of the opponents they've taken care of. But hey, man, Jimmy gonna walk in there and he gonna go hoop, and the rest of them gonna come with him. And I feel like all of those little things matter now. Everybody has things to say about Udonis and whether he should be there. Damn right, he should be there. He's a huge part of why they are where they are right now, too. Believe it or not, I firmly believe that his leadership, things that he say and do in different moments that are needed, UD is huge for them. And I guarantee you, ask any one of those players or coaches, they all will say the same thing.
Quentin Richardson, former NBA player, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Yo, Q, it feels like Bob Myers stepping down, whatever that is, right? Him not getting the contract that he felt like he wanted to be the highest paid GM, which, frankly, he should have gotten. But him stepping down for a break. You get a chance to be around a lot of NBA teams, right? And obviously there's a big decision for what Draymond has to do. But there's a point that we were talking about before with owners and kids being involved in different roles within the organization. Like, and obviously there's something going on here with Joe Lacob and his son – you know, being involved, Kirk Lacob, and what's going to happen? Is that Mike Dunleavy Jr. and how this organization moves forward? What do you think is the biggest key to keeping this team together in order to move forward? Or would you even keep them together?
I would keep them together. But for me, the biggest thing is about – the players, Draymond, Clay, Steph. They're what this thing is built and started upon. And I think you have to keep that nucleus together before you go anywhere. And then if you can keep those three together and keep them happy, I think you continue at it the way you have been. The way I see it, with Bob Myers stepping down, and when you deal with, you know, teams and organizations, anything where you have a period of success for, like, you know, where it can kind of get, you know, you take it for granted. You know, people start to think that this is easy, and I think you may see that people think what Bob did was easy, and it wasn't easy. He did a masterful, you know, Hall of Fame type job, and that's why they were as good as they were. And sometimes when you're sitting in that type of success and you ride along in it so long that you feel like I could do what he's doing, or I could do what's going on here, like I'm watching and I'm part of it. But, you know, it's not that easy, man. It's a hard thing to build that type of a championship team for that many years. And then when everybody think it over, think that it's over, you still able to, you know, retool and go get another one, man. That's unbelievable what Bob has been able to do in the time he's been there. And I think, you know, as we get further away from it, going to be seen more and more as doing a magnificent job.
Meantime, that's if they bring back Draymond Green, right? But Draymond Green and Steph is, to me, that's the Warriors. Draymond, Steph, and Steve Kerr, right? But Draymond got the opt-in, or he could opt out, you know? And as I've been saying, every time one of LeBron James's kids' friends has a bar mitzvah, you know, Draymond Green takes a week off of games to go hang out with LeBron. Stupid, it seems to me like that's a real thing where he could leave. You don't think there's a danger he leaves?
Not yet, no. I mean, he came out and said that he wanted to finish where he started with his guys, and I mean, I trust him. I mean, they got they friendship and everything they got going on. They could still be like that. You know, they got enough money to make flights happen and get where they need to be if they need to. So they good in that category. Mm-hmm.
Quentin Richardson, good in a lot of categories. Thank you, Q, as always. Good talking to you.
All right, Q.
Anytime, right, fellas. Appreciate y'all.
Co-host of the Knuckleheads podcast. You can follow him at Q Rich. All right, guys, the finals tip off tomorrow. Jay gives us the matchups that will decide this year's NBA Finals. That's right. You better get to work. You're looking at me very surprised.
I already have them.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. I'm with Quentin Richardson. Yeah. I am not counting the Heat out. Not going to do it. But, Jay, it's time for some of your basketball expertise. Give us the matchups that are going to decide this year's finals, Jay, in the NBA.
Go ahead, Key. Go ahead, Key. Whippa, hey.
It's a radio show. I don't know if you're aware.
Yes, no. Key and I are dancing to people who can't see us.
Right, good. There, at least
Max,
describe
what's going on. Dance? I've never seen you dance.
Don't worry about what
Key,
I
do. Key, do you know for the
Max,
whole time we've done this show?
Go here, Max.
The whole time we've done this show, anytime there's a beat that comes on that you and I start bouncing our head to.
No, you've seen me bop my head. You have seen that. Depends what's come on. What do you give me the? You give me the what you talking about, Willis?
I don't. That's yeah, baby Keyshawn. I don't know. Hey. All right.
I gotta stop.
That's to say, it brings back memories here, though. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I'm getting too old for
that. Willies in Miami's what?
Bing bye.
A lot of bad.
Show me some hoops. Show me some hoops. Tell me what my game plan is, baby.
All right. Here's some matchups, not game plans.
Yeah.
Right?
Matchups.
Aaron Gordon on Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Big time matchup to watch tomorrow. Think about who Jimmy Butler has gone against throughout the course of these playoffs, okay? You think about last series going against Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, Grant Williams, okay? They try to put somebody a little bit bigger on him, a little bit stronger. Series before that, going against Josh Hart, the different looks that Tom Thibodeau gave them. And the series before that, you think about he's always going against somebody who is Drew Holiday and one of the best defensive players we have in the game, but still 6'3". Now you're going against somebody who's 6'8", 240 pounds. Right? Jimmy Butler likes to get to his sweet spots. So we keep talking about how great of a coach Eric Spoelstra is. Mike Malone's also a great coach from a design perspective and strategy. So I think you'll see Aaron Gordon get the start on Jimmy Butler to try to use that size. Jimmy Butler doesn't shoot a lot of threes. His legs sometimes can be tired, but he is the engine to this team. If you cut the head off the snake and you funnel him into help where he's seeing multiple defenders and don't let him get to his sweet spots because you can block shots and deter shots with your length, I think that is the matchup to start with when you think about the Miami Heat versus the Denver Nuggets.
I love it. And when you're done with this list, I want to say something about Aaron Gordon, but go ahead.
Okay. Next matchup. I mean, we're talking about potentially the Miami Heat having not one, but two of the top five coaches in the history of the NBA when it's all said and done. We know where Pat Riley ranks, but Eric Spoelstra, I do believe when it's all said and done, will be five around that area, especially if they win another chip. You can forget about it. Mm-hmm. He's going to catapult himself up in that region. Eric Spoelstra going against Michael Malone. A very different matchup than what you saw in the last series for Eric Spoelstra going against a first-year head coach who's 34 years old who had never really had head coaching experience at this state at that moment of time, right, in the Eastern Conference Finals. Michael Malone has been around the block multiple times. Michael Malone is one of the best schemers there is in the game today. So that zone that you saw Miami Heat play that everybody's like, oh, they're going to play zone, you're not going to see as much of that against the Denver Nuggets. You know why? Because Michael Malone will scheme to have Jokic, who's an elite passer, in the middle of that zone to catch and face an elite passer.
The zone buster.
Exactly, right? Yeah. So I think you're going to see a lot of muck-it-up style defenses from Eric Spoelstra. And how Michael Malone and the Denver Nuggets handle those double teams, those triangle and twos, those box and ones, those different types of zones will ultimately determine how free-flowing their offense is.
Two chess masters playing chess.
All day.
Yeah.
And then the last one, which I love, not only are you going to need to see Jimmy Butler drop 25, 30-some games, have some masterful performances. We talked about Caleb Martin doing that in the last series against the Celtics. But also, Jimmy Butler is going to take on the charge. And this is why you love Jimmy Butler. Not only are you expecting him to drop 25, 30 a game, he's going to guard Jamal Murray. And Jamal Murray is the X factor for the Denver Nuggets in a very big way. They involve him in a lot of pick and roll. So now we're going to get a chance to see the two cogs in the wheel, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and a bunch of pick and roll with Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. That is your matchup right there. How they defend it, how they stop it, will ultimately determine whether Miami can win this series.
No, I wanted to say something about Aaron Gordon. Now, I'm not saying his game is like Iguodala's or he's going to be anything like that, but he's an example, as Iguodala was to me, of a good player who's drafted up high and is in a situation where he's expected to be, let's say, the second leading scorer, right? And so he becomes a little underrated because it's like, oh, he's not what people want him to be. But when he's put in the right situation, like on this Denver team, guys, and a guy like Aaron Gordon, Jay, can defend, can finish. He's still getting you his 15 points and 7 boards, let's say, with some assists and stuff. But he's not relied upon to provide offense in the same kind of way. And he becomes a much more effective player. He's been a very valuable piece for the Denver Nuggets, as has KCP. real, like when you have starters like that in a rotation with the stars that are already on that team, it makes it very tough.
Still doesn't feel like the Denver Nuggets have really hit their ceiling yet, right? Like Michael Porter, even though he's done a better job this year driving, attacking, get to the rim, my man in the last couple of different series has been like a one dribble, two dribble shot kind of guy. He hasn't really gone to the free throw line a ton. Aaron Gordon was taking shots from the perimeter throughout the course of the regular season and actually knocking them down. And in the last series, he looked hesitant, didn't really shoot the ball. So, you know, you kind of feel like, has Miami reached their peak? I don't know. We'll still, maybe they're still left in the tank with Caleb Martin and Max Strus and the way Gabe Benson and these guys play. But you still feel like the athleticism, that favors the Denver Nuggets.
Big, strong leaper in Gordon who can defend and shoot for his career.
Bruce Brown.
32.5% from three for his career. For a big, strong, athletic, you know, power forward, that's pretty good.
And you'll see Bruce Brown get his chops at a chance to guard Jimmy Butler as well.
The thing that I – the reason I'm confident about the Heat right now
– So are you picking the Heat to win?
I am.
In how many games?
Seven? Yeah.
Okay.
I think that every series, like – well, except for the Knicks. But the Bucks, for sure they were going to lose that series. They won. The Celtics, of course, they're going to now lose. They won. And they're going to get Tyler Hero back at a certain point. And now Gabe Vincent and Caleb Martin and Tyler Hero, there are guys, unlike, like, you know, Duncan Robinson's a valuable player, but he's a shooter. But these guys can do more than that. And the thing that does it for me more than anything, when they tried to give Jimmy Butler the Eastern Conference Finals MVP, he didn't even want to touch it. Like, he had that Kobe Bryant, like, job's not done. Don't talk to me about that attitude. When you look at this. Look how he shakes him off. Look at this.
It's on ESPNU right now for people that can't see at home.
Yeah.
Literally, he is not accepting the trophy from Bam Adebayo.
He tells Bam, he shakes him off with his head. No, I don't want it. Subtly, because he doesn't want to make a big deal out of it.
What he actually says, and he doesn't say that, you can't see him, you can't hear him say it, but he says, I don't want to hold that one. I'll hold the next one.
See? When you got a leader like that and a coach like Spoelstra that you point out, Jay, might be headed for top five ever, and a scrappy supporting cast who can do more than just shoot, like three or four of them, especially if Hero gets back, they're live, man. And if you say they're live, then go ahead and pick them. And I'm going to pick them. I'm done. Like, oh, they're going to go out tough. I'm going to pick them.
Okay.
Who you like, Key?
I'm not going to pick them.
You're taking Denver.
I'm not.
He's calling
pick
the game. So
he's calling the game. That's right. The conflict of interest.
Yeah, he can't pick the game. He's calling it. So.
Yeah, tune in tomorrow on KJM, and I'll let you know.
888-SAY-ESPN. Finals tip-off tomorrow. It didn't stop Jay from giving us his top five NBA title contenders next year. You know, Jay Will, always getting out ahead of his skis, doesn't want to just focus on what's happening. Unbelievable, Jay.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. In our pre-production meetings, we say, Jay, let's concentrate on these finals. It's a good finals. And Jay said, no. I insist I want to do my top five NBA title contenders for next season. Already?
You got to think ahead.
Already?
I'm plays ahead. I've been plays ahead on Denver.
I'm plays ahead on them winning a championship.
You was head on Memphis too. I mean,
so that was last year. Yeah, I messed up.
That was 4 years ago.
Yeah, it's all right.
Jay, your training is complete.
Yes.
Jay's training is complete. He knows how to diffuse all the framing and teasing now, and he just goes with it.
I've learned from the best over the last year.
Yeah, as I said, your training is complete.
Slick. Jay, what's your middle name?
David.
David, what's yours, Max?
I don't have one.
Max does not have a middle name.
Pat? Max, you don't have a middle name?
No.
And no, Max has said Max this multiple times on the show.
I feel like you're lying, but whatever.
Max is not short for anything either.
Pat, what's your middle name?
I hate it. It's the worst name ever. It's Joseph.
What's wrong with Joseph?
Pat Joseph Costello.
Hey, yeah, PJ. What's up, PJ?
PJ
Yankee? Costello is a fresh name.
Yeah, PJ Costello is
that's
dope.
What you
my
should
middle
call
name is Keith.
Like okay. Keith, like Keith Sweat?
Like Keith Sweat.
Why you have to lower your voice like
fresh,
that?
Like he don't want to just be named Keith.
He just licked his lips too, Keith, at the same time.
What's weird about the middle name Keith for you, though?
And what's your middle name?
Mine's is Miguel.
Nuno Miguel. Narco Nuno.
Yeah, that sound.
Keith.
I want to get back to Yates, though. Because,
no, wait, though.
Because that middle name of Keith is because you have like two first names.
I'm the third, actually, so I'm super elite when it comes to that. But, yeah, super Keith is my middle name.
Miguel.
What's up?
You got any stuff? I got any money.
Shut up, Keith. It's so stupid. Stop.
So, that list, right?
That is so bad. All right.
Jay, are you ready to give us your top five title contenders as of right now for next season?
Let's do it. Yates, give me number five. Number five. There you go. The Celtics, number five. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much
number five.
Nope, a little bit late. It's okay. We're there.
Number five.
Again, do it for the third time.
Number five.
There it is. Boston Celtics. Look, I'm not letting go of Jaylen Brown. I'm giving him his money. He's deserving of the money if he wants to be there. If he wants to be there, I'm keeping these two together. They're 25 and 26 years old. LeBron didn't win his first title until he was 27. Michael Jordan, Max, didn't win his first title until he was 28. Mm-hmm. Steph didn't win his first title until he was 27. Okay, cool. I'd much rather have these two when they hit their prime on the same team. Let's change up the scheme and let's run it back. Next up, Yates.
Number four.
Oh, Nick Nurse is in town. The Philadelphia 76ers. And I'm going to go ahead and say this. Joel Embiid can stay healthy. I think they would have a legitimate chance this year. People are talking about, does James Harden want to be coached hard? He better want to be coached hard because him being coached hard in the right way, in the right scheme, is going to help him win a championship. I see James Harden coming back, and I see Philly being right there contending next year. There you go. Number four. Next up.
Number three.
Phoenix Suns. I mean, they still haven't figured out who their coach is going to be. We'll see what happens with DeAndre Ayton or whether he wants to stay there. But I think this team is going to retool, and you have Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, two guys who are prolific scorers. That's number three. Number two.
Number two.
The Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis doesn't get hurt. They will be right there too. Okay? We'll see what happens as they relate to Brooke Lopez. What happens to Chris Middleton? I think you keep that core together. You get their point guard in Jrue Holiday not to think about retirement. I don't know what the hell that was about. You gave him the comeback and play on this team with the new head coach. Milwaukee will be right there. And then number one.
Number one.
Denver Nuggets, man. Nikola Jokic, back-to-back MVP, a guy who's going to have a chance to win a championship this year with Jamal Murray, with who is the edge, who is the spirit of this team, frankly, with Aaron Gordon, with KCP, with MPJ, a lot of acronyms, a lot of nicknames. Yeah, they keep flowing, the best team in basketball. There you go, 5-4-3-2-1.
All right.
I don't have the Golden State Warriors. I don't have the Lakers on this list. I don't have the Sacramento Kings on this list. And I don't have the Miami Heat on this list.
Three out of four conference finals for the Miami Heat. They're two out of the last four finals, but they're not you're going to count them out again, huh, for next
year? Because obviously the theme is working. Every Miami Heat fan should want me to count them out.
Right, what are they complaining about?
Yeah, seriously, it just keeps working in your favor.
But how you gonna count Sacramento out, Golden State, the Lakers?
I don't know what's gonna happen in Golden State. I don't know what Dre's gonna do. And I also I don't know what is gonna happen with LeBron James' health. Father Time is undefeated, man. And we're just watching injuries pile up. I hope he proves me wrong because I love LeBron James. Like I stated before, he's the best player to ever play the game.
Let's not get hysterical. Okay, EJ in D.C., you're on KJM.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I was just telling them, first of all, I didn't agree with Frank, the caller Frank, earlier what he said. I want more BS on the show, okay?
Okay.
I got a lot of ladies that listen to the show. We want more BS, okay?
Okay.
And the second thing I want to say is I think the show needs a total rebrand, okay? And I think we need to rebrand the show. We're going to call it The Guys featuring Keyshawn Johnson. How about that? Like Maze featuring Frankie Beverly? Mm. What do y'all think?
I hate it. What about you, Jay?
No, I like the name of it so far.
I think it's
far.
Terrible.
We're all right.
Yeah, I like
it.
Well,
yeah, it's fine. I don't need to be out front. He could call it Jay, Will, and Max for all I care. Doesn't really matter to me.
The Max Kellerman Show, I think, is
you,
a good thing.
You want it to be the Max Kellerman Show anyway. I'm good with it.
Max Kellerman Show. I like Rock
Max
on my squad.
Something about that I like.
I don't
all right, you
like,
know what? Key talked me into it.
Yeah, Max Kellerman with the two guys. And we're good.
Ness has something to tell us, guys. The two guys.
Mitchell and Ness.
Hey, dudes. How you guys doing today? Good morning.
What's up, Ness, in California?
Hey, brother. Max, we go a long ways, man. Public access boxing show long True. Time ago, man. You're
Public
good, brother.
Public access.
You guys, Key, Jay, I love your show. Dynasties, yeah, I think Max is right about, and I think Key was too, about separating the dynasties. Otherwise, keep the regular commentary going, man. Frank is wrong. Frank sounds like New York. He transplanted to Florida. So keep it going, man. The regular talk is awesome, man. I love the show, man. I watch it every morning, get up in the night. Wifey's mad at me. She's like, what's happening here?
It's so funny.
Love it, man.
It's so funny, Ness. I actually, you know, when we're on the show, because when we're in different locations, we communicate via text with the control room. And I told the control room, I said, man, this dude sound like he transplanted from New York down to Florida, and he might be a buddy of Max's. You just never know. You know,
that's how it is, man. A lot of cats from up north. Key, a lot of cats from up north, they go down to Florida. I was one of them, and then I moved. I'm not there no more.
Yeah, I'm not. This is not 1979 radio. We have fun in the morning. That's what we do.
Yeah, man, you guys be good, man. It's funny. It's really the barbecue grilling thing and the cookout and
the fun that's
good conversation, man. It's good, like, you know, segue into the real conversation about sports. Don't worry about it. You guys do good.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm
appreciate
not worried
that,
about
Ness.
By the way, Key, you should know, speaking of that Jay disagreed with your barbecue versus cookout distinction.
I did?
Yeah, well, Key, why don't you state what the distinction is between a barbecue
again?
And a cookout?
Yeah,
because you two have not been able to talk about it, because he was off and you were off.
I just don't – I never heard of a barbecue. It's always a cookout.
Yeah, I went to a cookout this weekend, not a barbecue.
Did you enjoy it?
Wasn't no sauce, nowhere on nothing. It was all on the side, and it was a cookout.
No, Key, that couldn't be right. You're telling me all the sauces are on the side? They didn't put no sauce on the actual meat before it hits the grill? They didn't prep it or nothing?
No, man, they did a gas grill. And, you know, it's different, Jay.
You can still marinate the meat in the sauce.
Yes, but not in barbecue. You can't barbecue on a gas grill. Doesn't work like that. No. Don't ever bring me barbecue that was put on a gas grill. Never. If you don't have charcoal in wood chips and whatnot, don't bring it to my house.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. So what's the difference between a barbecue and a cookout, Key? Because you and Jay have not been on the show together since this subject came up.
Well, for me, a barbecue is playing soulful music like this. You have a typical barrel of sorts that you cook the meat on with coal or wood or some combination of both. And there's a certain preparation that goes into cooking the barbecue, where a cookout to me, and on top of the barbecue, there's traditional things like collard greens, macaroni and cheese, baked beans, things of that nature. A cookout is, to me, more of a potluck sort of thing. You are hot dogs, hamburgers, some dry-ass chicken that you just kind of season and throw on a gas grill, and your friends are bringing things over to make up the rest of the meal. And there's typical, you know, hip-hop music, that sort of feel to it. It's not set up perfectly, and there's less family members at a cookout. A barbecue is usually, you know, your family and close friends and stuff, where a cookout has everybody. That's the way I see it. But I could be wrong. You know, you're from Jersey, Jay.
Well, yeah. Maybe we just do it differently. First of all, you can barbecue at a cookout. Cookout don't mean dry-ass chicken. I don't know what cookouts you've been to, Key. The cookouts I've been to, we barbecue at the cookout, but like we never use the terminology barbecue at all. Cookout is soul music.
Do you see the definition? Do you see the cookout definition versus the cookout barbecue definition? Did you see that?
No, I didn't. I was too busy in my own bag.
Won't you take a look at it real quick and read it to yourself?
Okay, so this is on ESPNU. Cookout by definition, cooking method involves fast cooking over a direct flame. Gas. Who came up with this list?
Man, that's out the dictionary, I believe.
It's out the dictionary.
But Jay, let me say the way.
I don't know where they got it from. Google or something. They got it from somewhere.
Jay, I'd like to give you Chris Canty's idea about it, okay?
Okay.
Because I think this jibes with what Key is saying. That all
Jay couldn't even finish reading. He got disgusted.
So all barbecues are cookouts, but not all cookouts are barbecues.
Correct.
In other words, if someone says, hey, come to the cookout, and you get there and it's a barbecue, that's extra. They didn't lie to you, but it's extra. But if someone tells you come to the barbecue and you get there and it's a cookout, they lied to you. Barbecue is more deliberate preparation of the food. It involves charcoal. It's different. And what Key is also saying is the atmosphere is a little different.
But
it's a little more laid back. It's a little closer knit.
Cookout means charcoal too.
Okay, so
like
that's a difference.
All the cookouts I've been to, they've used charcoal. They've used wood chips.
So you went to a barbecue.
It's cookout.
So your cookouts are also barbecues, is what he's saying.
They're the same thing.
But they don't have to be barbecues. You can't have a cookout with a gas grill?
I mean, you can.
Right. No, you have a cookout with a gas grill. 100% a cookout is with a gas grill. 100%.
Yo, I just
because
went to
a barbecue takes preparation.
I say grow up with gas grills. I grew up with one kind of grill.
Yes.
So like,
in your ass barbecue with your parents. You were not
at a cookout. No, it was a cookout.
No, it was not.
It was a cookout. I'm telling you, everybody in Jersey called it a cookout.
Yeah, which because you
see,
call
the Jersey
that
Philly region
is
telling you one thing, and the LA region is telling you another.
LA don't got no real people in that joint. They're a bunch of transplants from all over the world that go there, and now
no,
they want
to
adopt
what you not getting ready
to
do, Yates?
From LA,
is you're
born
not
in LA,
getting ready.
Still
you not
LA.
Getting ready to do this, Yates. You
that's
came to my barbecue.
Rat,
you came to my damn barbecue
no,
for
Key,
my birthday. Will
Key,
you
that
stop?
Was an LLC sponsored event. That is something different. We cannot call that the same
that
thing.
That was an escort sponsored event.
The common person would look at that joint and be like, "Oh, this is a vacation." Man,
Yates, you were invited as a tax write-off.
An LLC sponsored event.
AJ, it was so much dynamic stuff going on.
Key,
they had
it
three
barbecue
bars.
You got security at it. Okay,
yeah.
Get out of here.
Well, yes.
David in South Jersey, you're on KJM.
Hey, I hope y'all are doing well today.
Yeah, you know, the barbecue cookout thing, y'all got me with this right now because, you know, my wife is from Central Coast, California, and I'm from South Jersey, you know, and I'm just the way just barbecue just doesn't come out right. I just say I'm grilling. But if you got a propane, you know, don't even come at me because, you know, I'm going to go on barbecue and I'm going to go and I'll take the time, just go and prep, do the charcoal.
Exactly,
I'll
David.
Do wood chips and everything like that just for a couple burgers for myself.
Exactly,
you know,
David.
So, yeah, so, David, that's not,
you're not cooking out, David?
That's not a cookout if I'm just making a couple burgers for myself, but I'll go and take the time, put in the preparation and everything like that, just make myself a couple good burgers.
Yeah, see,
so you're barbecuing it for. So if you're doing it for yourself, you're doing.
No. What he said, Jay.
No, let
is
him
he
say
uses...
it. Keith. Let him say it.
No, I'm just saying the way the terminology barbecue, it just doesn't sound right. You know, that might be a South Jersey thing, a Jersey thing, or whatever. That's just the terminology between barbecue and cookout. You know, you cook it not, you're doing everything because I can do a cookout in my kitchen. You know, but if I'm barbecuing, I'm going out, I'm taking the time, and I'm putting in the effort.
I think cookout, at very least, you have to be outside.
You have to be outside. You can't do a cookout
in your kitchen. My man just said the preparation is barbecuing. He wants to prep it and do it the right way.
Yeah, I agree.
Again, Jay, for the life of me, you're not barbecuing on no damn gas grill with sauce and everything on it.
I didn't grow up with gas grills. There was only one kind of grill, and we still
called
that a cookout.
So you're barbecuing.
No, we still called it a cookout.
Charcoal does not equate to
barbecue.
It does.
No, it does not.
Well, look at the damn bag on Kingsford, Keith. It tells you right there.
Charcoal is step one to barbecuing, but it doesn't mean necessarily barbecuing, right? Like if I throw some burgers on a charcoal grill, that's still grilling.
Do you go to cookouts or barbecues?
Not really. I have a gas grill in my backyard, you know, at my place in the summertime, Jay, and I grill for the kids.
At his place in the summertime, Jay.
Yeah. A summer place.
We don't have places in the summer.
That's
Jay.
Right. You know why?
Find a Motel 6 resort.
No, you know why? Because you live in L.A. So you do. When I lived in L.A., there was no need for anything else. It's a staycation.
You know what I'm saying, Jay? We get Motel 6 resort.
I'm still going to the parks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go to the park and get these cookout
pops. The Jay Will Park.
Unlike you, Max, in your summer home.
In your summer acreage.
Jay's going to the park. He owns the park.
J.O.'s the park. Yeah.
Keyshawn, sure. Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Sure.
Greeny coming up. Back tomorrow, 6 a.m.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.